Moody's has upgraded City of Alliance's credit rating to A1, up from A2. The agency says the city's finances have strengthened thanks to higher income and property tax revenue, including a boost from a park levy passed in 2023. Alliance ended last year with a 60% fund balance and is running a $700,000 surplus this year. Long-term liabilities are moderate and expected to decline with no new borrowing planned. Moody's says the city is expected to remain financially strong compared to similar communities. Man will not go to prison after admitting to firing shots into a North Canton restaurant. 77-year-old Robert Henderson of Plain Township pleaded guilty Friday to charges of aggravated menacing, felony vandalism, and inducing panic. Shooting happened August 23rd at Lucky Star Express on East Maple Street, where the man fired two bullets into the front door. Common Pleas Judge Natalie Haupt sent the man to Honor Court, a special treatment program for veterans and active duty service members. Multiple vehicles and homes were hit by bullets fired at a Celebration of Life event in Canton Monday night. Police were called to the Nazar Grotto Hall on 6th Street Southwest just before 7:30. Multiple shooters reportedly fired into the air from outside the building. Officers reportedly recovered at least 75 shell casings. One loaded handgun was found inside the building. A nearby resident said a bullet came into their living room while they were inside. There were no reported injuries. An investigation is underway. Trial has begun for a man accused in a fatal shooting in Canton. 18-year-old Malachi Fortner is charged with murder in the May 8th slaying of 21-year-old Stephon Dunn. He's also charged with felonious assault, having weapons under disability, and carrying a concealed weapon. Police found Dunn shot along Clarendon Avenue Southwest. He died a short time later at Altman Hospital. Fortner was arrested the following day. Opening statements were presented Monday in Common Pleas Court. Fortner's attorney says his client acted in self-defense. Louisville City Council Monday gave final reading to three ordinances affecting 2026 financial matters. WDPN's David Scherer reports.
The schedule of fees for next year will include a 4% increase in water and sewer rates. Employees not represented by a union will receive a 3% pay increase, and the 2026 appropriations budget of just over $22 million includes $9.2 million for the general fund and $803,000 for street maintenance and repairs. Council learned that the income tax revenues are up by 2.8% over October 31st last year, and the mayor's court revenues stand at $63,000 for the same period compared to $12,000 last year.
Man accused of striking a woman with a baseball bat has been indicted by a Columbiana County grand jury. 31-year-old Jonathan Messenger of Salineville faces charges including felonious assault and aggravated menacing. Deputies say Messenger hit the woman in September and threatened to kill her if she called police. The indictment also alleges he used force and threats to try to stop the victim from filing charges. Messenger is due in court Monday. North Carolina man headed to prison for a violent attack in Ravenna Township. 36-year-old Kyrie Holly of Greensboro was sentenced Monday to 10 to 12 years by Portage County Judge Lori Pittman. He was convicted last month of felonious assault, domestic violence, and child endangering after prosecutors said he choked a woman in December 2024 and attacked her brother while the two were on the phone. The brother was shot at and stabbed multiple times at a South Prospect Street apartment. Holly was acquitted of attempted murder and strangulation. A Youngstown man is recovering after being shot in the hip during an attempted robbery on the city's west side Monday night. Police were called to Tyrell Avenue around 7:30 for reports of gunfire. Minutes later, a call came from a woman on Riblet Road saying her son had been shot. The victim told officers three men tried to rob him of marijuana and he was hit while running away. He was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. At the scene, officers found seven shell casings in a window damaged by gunfire. An investigation is continuing. Federal charges unsealed against two former employees at Youngstown's private prison. 62-year-old Brenda Dixon, a corrections officer, and 47-year-old nurse Jody Johnson are charged with conspiracy, drug possession, and providing contraband in a federal indictment unsealed Tuesday. Criminal complaint says DEA agents stopped Johnson last month and found tobacco, meth, marijuana, vape cartridges, and cell phone chargers hidden in boxes inside her bag. Investigators say text messages showed the two coordinated the smuggling operation, which Johnson claimed had been going on since February. An arraignment date has not yet been set.